favor on earth I ask.
How I ask
to be like Him,
to be like Jesus, to be like too loud.
Jesus, to be like
Jesus.
Whoa, on earth I
how I long
only to be like my King. Oh, through life's, oh, through life's journey from earth to glory, I only ask
how I ask
to be like
serene and holy,
serene and holy,
hallelujah,
obedient,
obedient and lowly,
on earth I
how I long
to be like
Jesus.
By grace I'm
forgiven.
Oh, hallelujah, I'm an heir of heaven. I only, oh please Lord,
to be like
Jesus,
oh,
to be like
Jesus,
oh,
on earth I
how I long,
oh,
to be like Him.
Oh yes, yes, oh, Lord. We want to be like you,
journey,
Lord. Oh,
from
help us, Lord Jesus.
To glory.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, this morning. Oh, we bless your wondrous name.
How I
oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord.
To be like Him.
Our dear Heavenly Father, oh, that's our prayer. That's our endless desire, Lord, to be like you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this morning. A new week that, Lord, you have opened to us. A beautiful day, your breath of life, giving us life, Lord. Oh, Father, we say thank you. Journey mercies, you've accorded us, oh God, from far and near. Lord, we say thank you. We commit even, Lord, those who are still on the road coming into your hands. And Lord, yes, as you have brought us together, we want to say thank you for the quickening this morning that has quickened us to go to no other place but to come to your presence, Lord, to begin the week, Lord. Father, we want to commit all activities today into your hands as we start with the Sunday schools, the children and the adults here, oh God. Father, oh yes, we want to be like you. So we seek the presence of the Holy Spirit, the altar of the word, oh, to cover, to spread over every activity this morning. So Lord, bless our Sunday school and the children. We ask all this in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. God richly bless you. Yes, sir. We thank the Lord. we are back to the building site. Amen. And I believe we all know it is not only when we meet together like this that brings us to the building site. But any moments of your meditation, your reading, your listening to the word, yes, you are at His presence. You are at the building site. Amen. So let's take notice of that. That anything that we do, let us do it in prayer and with love. Amen. So we will not forget our scripture also that is in Acts 7, because that opens our studies on the divine nature, the stature of a perfect man. That scripture is Acts 7:46, where it says, the King David desired to find a tabernacle for the God of Jacob, but it was what Solomon that built him a house, you see. And the Bible continues to say, how be it, you see, no matter how magnificent that house which was built in Jerusalem is, the scripture says, the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands, as saith the prophet. He said, heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. What house will you build me, saith the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? Amen. So God is looking for a house not built with the hands to dwell in. And where is this house? We know that also in 2 Corinthians 6:16, which says, ye are the temples of the living God. And God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be what my people. And so for this spiritual house to be built, he has given us the materials, the divine materials, which are already in us. He said, all now to you and me, to what? To yield to those divine materials so that the Lord himself will mold us. So let us read our scripture, 2 Peter 1. We read the materials that the Lord had given to us. 2 Peter 1, we read from the verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. We've all escaped the world. Amen. The world is behind us. And so beside that, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. Amen. Lord, we thank you for the reading of your word, Master. This day, O God, yes, we've sung that song, we want to be like you. Help us, Lord, to build this house, Lord, that, Lord, you will dwell in and walk in it, and you will be our God, and we will be your people. We thank you this morning in Jesus' name. Shall we be seated? God, Richie, bless you. Give us the first slide. We are on godliness. Godliness. And let's look at this scripture, 1 Timothy 3:16. It said, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness, that God was manifest in flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. Amen. Great is the mystery. It's a mystery, my brother. Godliness. That God came down in a man. And it's very difficult for many to watch, to believe or to receive this revelation. So it's a mystery. That makes what? The bride also, we are what? A mystery. Praise the Lord. The next slide. Now let's listen to what the prophet said. He said, this is what the Bible says. It doesn't say a thing about a first or a second or a third person here. It says God was manifest in flesh. One God. That one God was manifested in flesh. That ought to settle it. God came in a human form. That didn't make him another God. He was God, the same God. And it was a revelation then. See? It was a revelation then. And it is a revelation now. One God. So we could see that. Let's look at it was a revelation then. That's in the past, it has been so true. When Jesus, God, came down, it has been a mystery. And that mystery, many people miss that mystery in the past. Praise the Lord. They miss the righteousness of God that was in Jesus Christ. And people like the scribes and the Pharisees, see, they had a zeal for God, all right. But their faith in God wasn't through the righteousness of God. See, the revelation of Jesus, that's the word. They had a zeal for God. They believed in God. But that faith in God wasn't through the righteousness of God, which is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, in the beginning, in this chapter, when we started, Apostle Peter, greeting the church, he said, grace be unto you abundantly to them that have what? To them that have also received this same faith, precious faith, through the righteousness of God. So the prophet said that salutation was to the church. It wasn't to the world. Amen. So as a church that had believed in the same faith like the what? The apostolic brethren. Amen. So in the past, they missed it because the scribes and the Pharisees, for instance, they derived their righteousness from the law and the traditions of what? The elders. Amen. Because themselves, see what Apostle Paul said. He said, concerning righteousness which is in the law, blameless. You see. So they had a form of godliness, but what? Denying the power thereof. They had a zeal for God. And that righteousness from the law and the traditions of the elders, it gave them a form of godliness. Praise the Lord. You understand that? It gave them a form of godliness. But that godliness, they were denying the power thereof. That's they were denying what? What's the power thereof? As Christ Jesus. They wouldn't believe in him. And the word says, from such turn away. And Jesus himself said, for I say unto you, that except your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you see, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. So they had their own righteousness, a form of godliness, but they were denying the power of the same thing also is today, my brother. If today anyone live by anything that is contrary to the word, and the person doesn't see anything wrong about it, it becomes a form of godliness that you are leading. Amen. If you live by something and you is contrary to the word and you don't see it, it becomes a form of godliness. You have taken your own form of what? Godliness. Amen. The next slide. So the prophet went on to say, but if you've got genuine faith, then put genuine virtue to it. Then genuine knowledge, then genuine temperance, then genuine patience. See, you are moving right on up the line. Let me see if... Uh, you are moving on right up what the line. We are somewhere here. That's what the prophet is saying. Amen. So, you are moving right on up the line then. Add godliness. Oh my. Godliness to be added. Now he said, what does godliness mean? Said, I looked in 4 or 5 dictionaries and couldn't even find what it meant. Finally, I was down at Brother Jeffrey's. There we found it in a dictionary. Godliness means to be like God. That's what we sang this morning, to be like God. Amen. To be like him. Godliness means to be like God. Oh my. After you've got faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, then be like God. You say, well, you say that I can't do that, Brother Branham. Oh, yes, you can. Then he said, let me just read you a few scriptures here. Just a minute. Matthew 5:48. We will take this one and see what it sounds like to see if you are supposed to be like God. You know, the Bible says, ye are gods. Jesus said so. Why? All the virtues, all the things that's in God is in you. Amen. That's why we always remind ourselves that all these virtues, from faith to brotherly kindness, they are all already in us. That's what the prophet is repeating here. So ye are gods, Jesus says so. Why? All the virtues, all the things that's in God is in you. So Matthew 5:48, it says, be ye therefore, P-E-R-F-C-T. What's that? Perfect. Even as your Father in heaven is perfect. See. You got way up here now. For you have to do that, all these things has to be added first. He's talking about having reached godliness, all those things from faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, and patience all got to be what? Added. As you need to what? Surrender to those virtues. Those virtues which are already in us. Let's yield to them. And we have known from the beginning how to increase in faith. Virtue, where to increase your virtue. We've known all this. Praise the Lord. And so, then when you get up here, he asks you now to be what? Perfect. As godliness. Sons and daughters of God. We've got to be what? Perfect. Let's turn to Ephesians 4. How can we be perfect? Ephesians 4. And find out over here what the book of Ephesians say about this. This thing too. About how we should do. All right. Let's begin up here at the 11th verse. And he said he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers for the perfecting. See, does it read like that? The perfecting of what? Saints. Praise the Lord. So, he has shown us one thing. How you can what? Grow in to be a perfect man. You got to be under what? A certain ministry. The fivefold ministry. Praise the Lord. Yes, my brother. So as we come here, we are under what? The fivefold ministry. We are growing in that perfection. You see, you have yielded yourself this morning to be here. Praise the Lord. That's the way how the whole thing is. And as we have already said, it is not only a weekly matter, but back in your closets, your studies, your meditation, your reading, your listening, you are still at the wall, the building site. Amen. It said, Jesus speaking in the beatitude, he said, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Now, for the perfecting of the saints, he said, the perfecting of what? Saints, who are the saints? The sanctified ones. The ones who started from down here, that means from faith. Who are saints? The sanctified ones. You are sanctified, my brother. Are you too happy that you are known to be what? Sanctified. Already, you are what? Justified. And you are sanctified. We are moving on. Praise the Lord. He said, for the work of the ministry of what? Jesus Christ. And for the edifying of the body of Christ, for the edifying, that means building it up. We need to build this temple up. Praise the Lord. All by what? Surrendering. Till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Amen. Remember this scripture during the Bible studies? Our pastor was using this same scripture. Amen. It's part of what? Our growing. We got to be under the fivefold ministry. So people that have avoided fivefold ministry, it's a sad thing, they say. Amen. How can you grow? Yes, you are listening to the what? The tapes. They are okay. But my brother, my sister, it takes the fivefold ministry. Praise the Lord. Amen. The prophet said, perfect takes godliness. You sing that song, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus. On earth, I long to be like him. All through life journey, from earth to glory, I only ask to be like him. And so, my brother, let's see if we have something to read here. Yes, let's go to the next slide. It said, we have just read, it said, perfect takes what? Godliness. You sing that song. We've already read that. Okay. It said, that's godliness. When he was smitten on the side of the face, he turned the other side, the other one. When he was spoken rough to, he didn't speak. He didn't rile back. See? Godly. Always looking for one thing. I always do what pleases what the Father. Amen. My brother, you see that godliness, it all takes true with what? Faith in God is a virtue. It's because you know what the scripture says. Praise the Lord. And then patience. You see, you must have that patience. We've gone through patience, you see. That when somebody speaks what? Rough to you, you don't what? Rile back. Our Lord, you see how he was being treated. Just one word would have even killed everybody. But if he does that, it's out of what place? We wouldn't have been saved, my brother. So he had to endure everything. He's our example. Amen. Let's move on quickly. Now, let's take one character about godliness, and that's our father Abraham. And when Abraham was 90 years and 9, the Lord appeared to Abraham, and he said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. How did Abraham walk before the Lord? How did he walk? Let's turn to Romans 4, 18. He said, Abraham, he said, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. He against hope, he believed in hope. My brothers, what? Faith. Faith in God. Our foundation. He believed in God. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. My brother, you see, these are all what things that leads us onto that virtue of godliness. Amen. You don't look at circumstances. You don't look at failures. You don't look, you always, in anything, you look unto God. He alone is the answer to anything of your life. Praise the Lord. That's what our father Abraham did. Let's go on. Verse 20. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, see, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Such a situation. Waiting for 25 years. Many times we wait just a while and then we walk off. My brother, my sister, the prophet always said, stay there. Our pastor has been preaching always that, stay there. Amen. Stay there. He will come. He will accomplish it. Oh, our sister prayer, she stayed there. And she got what she needed. God bless you. Amen. And being fully persuaded. Always, I love that word. Persuaded. See, when you are persuaded, see, nothing changes. Nothing can change it. Amen. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. As long as it is a promised word, it will surely come to pass. And therefore, it was imputed in him for what? Righteousness. It was imputed for him for what? Godliness. Righteousness in God. Amen. And we have some little time. God always looking for what? One thing. We read it. He said, God is looking always for one thing. I always do what pleases the Father. We got to do everything that will please him. And again, when we look at our father Abraham, the Bible says that by faith he sojourned in the land of promise as a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. My brother, look at someone who was what? Well-to-do. Amen. Well-to-do. Abraham, he had a home. Not that he was a someone who has no home and working anyhow. He had a home, but God called him, leave your family. And Abraham set off not knowing where he was going. Living in what? Tabernacles, in dry places. Oh, my brother, my sister. That's something that pleases God. And so, my brother, my sister, as we also have chosen this walk of a pilgrim life, it pleases God. What we have chosen, it pleases God. We are walking down the same like our father Abraham on different grounds, on holy grounds. Where we are standing now, we are sitting, it's a holy ground because he is here. So anywhere you call upon his name, it's a holy ground that you are walking on. Your pilgrim journey, amen. And that has become our what? Our dwelling place like our father Abraham. Mm-hmm. No more discourse, no. But now we are what? Living in the tabernacles of God, the house of God. So therefore, living all the principles and doctrines of Christ, let's go on to perfection, my brother. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works. Amen. My brother, always the same mistake. You go to God, Lord, forgive me. And then the next day you go again, oh Lord. The same thing, my brother, my sister. How are you going to build that house? Lay faith foundation and you will not do that. Praise the Lord. When you always lay foundations of repentance, that means your foundation already in the beginning wasn't what right. Break everything and lay that strong foundation faith. Amen. As Apostle Paul said, I've already laid what? The foundation. And another man buildeth upon it. But take heed what you will build upon it. Because whatever you build upon it, it will what? It will face a testing time. And if the foundation is not strong, you know that foolish man that built his house upon what? The sands. When the rains descended and the storms and the winds blew upon it, it fell. But if it's upon the rock, Christ Jesus, faith in God. My brother, the storms will come. You see, our life pilgrim journey, storms are beating us, waves, everything. But you see, you are not alone on the helm. He's behind you. My brother, he's there with you. Even in you. Oh, praise the Lord. Do you love him? Shall we stand? Godliness. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. Having, Lord, prepared us for the day, O Lord, we now want to praise your name. We want to worship you, Lord. We want to lift up your name, the name that is above all names this morning. Oh, Lord, we want to now commit our song leader into your hands and the musicians. Lord, we seek for an atmosphere whereby, oh God, oh your servant today, oh Lord, the word that you have put upon his lips, Lord. Oh Father, we know that it will meet the needs of everyone this morning. And so, Lord, we commit our worship now into your hands. We want to praise your name. We want to use our lips, our hands, every part of us, oh God, to worship you this morning. We thank you once again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you.